Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 312 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Sweet. Now let's get to today's question from Tom.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I have developed a website called crowdphoto.net, which is a photography on-demand marketplace, and it allows basically everyone to make photos with his cell phone and earn $20 with each photo sold on the platform. I thought that's a no-brainer. I mean, you can basically in 15 minutes make $20. It would be great for students, for housewives, but basically for everybody. However, I have really troubled to get traffic and to get people to actually work and upload photos. And I'm wondering why, because I thought it's a no-brainer that if you want to earn a little money on the side, this is not for full-time jobs, but there are so many platforms that where you can earn money by basically doing mystery shopping or something like that. And the money is much harder earned than on my platform because it's people love to take photos and it's very easy. You can actually make the photos from within the platform using the hardware features of your smartphone. Although I do not advise to do that, but it's very straightforward. Clients post briefings and say, I need a photo of somebody riding a bike in a park. And then you go make the photo, upload it. And if the client likes it, you are earning $22. I advertised that on Google AdWords. I did guest blogging. I did Twitter. I did all sorts of stuff, paid per click advertising, as well as online guerrilla marketing and whatever strategy. However, people come to my website, but then they do not upload photos. So as I said, it's you may want to check it out. Maybe there's maybe it's not basically activating enough. It's the name is crowdphoto.net. So crowd, like crowdsourcing. Photo with an F in that case. F-O-T-O. And .net. Thanks for your advice. I'm very curious what you have to say. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Tom, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today and the explanation of what it is that you're trying to do. I think it's a great idea. However, I want to be completely honest with you in terms of I'm trying to help you out. And, you know, when you're in a mastermind group setting, what you want is complete honesty. And I'm going to give that to you. So I'm here on your site, crowdphoto.net. And the name of it was a little confusing to me. I wasn't sure if it was P-H-O-T-O, and I typed in the .com and stuff. It's always good to try and get things spelled the way they are. But that's not a deal breaker. I mean, definitely not a deal breaker. Obviously, there's a lot of domains out there that aren't spelled the way they should be. and aren'teven.com. So I'm just, again, throwing that out there, but I will be honest with you. I did have confusion trying to get to your site. When I got to your site, the first thing I noticed was this colorful logo that you have, which I think is kind of cool, but it's pretty small and the colors blend in. The blue O kind of blends in with the background, and it almost looks a little, you know, web 1.0-ish, almost MySpace. That's the first thing that came to mind when I saw the logo. I mean, that shouldn't matter, but I actually, it completely matters. A logo is something that says a lot about you, and also if it's hard to read, it says a lot, you know, what does that say about the rest of your site? The other thing I noticed was that it looks very just kind of homemade. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that as a first impression. I see photography, marketplace, request photos, sell photos. And that's all I see here on the first page. And I have to scroll pretty far down in order to understand what this site is about, because that doesn't really tell me much. Request photos for what? Sell photos? How? And then I can get started. I could read more and I can watch a video. But again, just the way that this homepage is set up is very... You know, it doesn't look very professional. If you go to iStock Photo, for example, you know, it's very, very clean. It's very, very apparent that this is a place where people can download photos and pay for photos. Now, the thing that stands out with me for what you're doing is you can sell photos. You can be a photographer, amateur, professional, and you can have people send you requests or through the marketplace send requests, and then you can compete to provide a photo that matches somebody's request, sort of like 99designs.com for photography. And I think that's kind of a cool idea. Now, the thing is, it's not very apparent that that is what this site is like right at the beginning. So I can imagine a lot of people coming to your site. Like you said, you know people are coming to your site. And when they land there, they're kind of put off by a number of things. I mean, there's a number of things that put me off. And again, I'm just trying to help you out. The logo put me off because it was kind of hard to read. So much open space on the homepage. I mean, open space is great, and this is a great photo to have, but it's kind of a dark, beachy photo. It's not very bright, not very inviting. There's only like 4 or 5 people on this beach. You know, it'd be nice if it was a brighter photo. And then there's this photo of this woman with a camera pointing right at me, and to be honest, that's completely, you know, I'm like, whoa, why are you taking a picture of me? This is a little bit, you know, scary. If somebody random just put a camera up in your face, that's a little bit scary. But maybe this person's turned the other way around or something, or kind of sideways taking a picture of something else. I mean, maybe the camera's pointing at the title or where the tagline is, that so that it kind of points toward that direction and I can learn more about what the site is about. But then again, it's just very bare. It just says photography marketplace, request photos, sell photos, exclamation point. And then that's it. Like, I feel like you could benefit a lot more by really honing in on language of what it is that your site can do. Why should people be here? Make $20 for every photo somebody likes or something like that. You know, just, again, get very clear and clear cut with what that motive is. But again, you also have another challenge here. And this is another challenge that a lot of people have when they create these kind of crowdsourced types of sites. You have two audiences here. And so it would be beneficial for you to kind of segregate these audiences, build lists of each of those audiences perhaps, and make it easy for one to connect to another. For example, there are the people who are going to be requesting photos. And maybe for those people, there might be a tagline that would really, really hit home for them. For example, maybe that tagline is, need a photo for your website? And again, I think you should even narrow it down even more. Like, who are these people needing photos? Maybe it's people needing photos for their website. Need custom stock photography? I mean, no, you can also look up those keywords. So maybe it's need a photo for your website. Have a real photographer take a photo exactly the way you want it right now. Instead of, you know, because what is the benefit? The benefit is not having to search through all these directories and these search engines of photography sites and using a photo that other people might have. You know, so the word unique stands out to me as well. Need a unique photo for your website? Now, request your perfect photo and have a real photographer take that picture for you. And then also having some sort of timeline in terms of when people can get that, because people want these photos now. That's the thing. So, you know, I could imagine this being an app, for example, where anybody in real time can be like, hey, I need a photo of this. And then people can begin to take that photo and maybe within 10 minutes. You know, that would be amazing if within 10 minutes I can get a photo of a woman on the beach with her dog smiling and having a Frisbee in her hand. you know, maybe 10 minutes is too much to ask there, but maybe within an hour, that would be kind of cool. And so that's your first chunk of audience that you have to serve. You have to make sure you have a clear cut, unique selling proposition for the people who are looking for photos and why they should come here. But then the challenge is also catering to the other side of the coin, which is photographers who can put their photos up here based on people's requests and earn money from it. And so what's the unique selling point there? I think the unique selling point is that you can get money from people who have a direct request, which is kind of fun and exciting and different, as opposed to getting involved with competing on a stock photo site where you are just ranking amongst thousands and thousands and thousands of other types of photos. But again, there's a lot of questions that come to mind. What if the photo isn't right the first time? You know, I'm thinking from a photographer's point of view. What if the photo is kind of off and the person requesting it isn't happy with it? Or I'm not even sure exactly how this works. Do I compete against other photographers? So could I perhaps take a photo that might not even be chosen? So then there's a challenge of, okay, well, if somebody requests a woman with a dog and a frisbee in her hand at the beach, what if I go through all the effort to do that and then my photo isn't selected? Then that's going to be a whole crazy waste of time, right? And this is one of the big debates with 99 Designs, where people who are doing that, you know, they might not get selected. So again, there's a lot of pros and cons here, a lot of things to think about, a lot of things you're going to have to answer. So try to get into the question. Try to get in the heads of those people on both sides, in terms of the people who are looking for photos and questions that are from people who are looking to provide the photos, or the photographers. What questions do they have? And if you don't know, you need to ask them. Go and reach out to photographers, and if you're just kind of in a mystery state of why it's not working right now, the best thing you can do, especially if you have traffic on your site, is ask. Find out who these people are. Perhaps go to the websites that you've guest posted on and see if you can reach out to that person to see if anybody had made any comments on going to your site and not really being happy about it, or doing a survey and seeing what people think about it. Maybe even paying a few dollars here and there to get honest answers. You know, which you can do by giving away gift cards or certain, you know, money for answering surveys and things like that. Again, make sure you follow the rules necessary to that. I'm not going to get into that right now. But again, you need to find out why it's not working. And you're going to see that from your specific users, that you're going to get a lot of comments that maybe you won't want to hear. But again, you have a great idea. But again, it's just making sure the people who are going to use that idea understand how it's going to work. And again, making it super easy for it to happen. And also having a great first impression, you know, especially for a photography site. I mean, I'm scrolling down here, and the woman who's pointing this camera at me, you know, she doesn't have any legs because her body got cut off, but I still see sand behind her. And so for a photography site, it's going to be really difficult to not it's going to be difficult for you to stand out if the photography on the site itself is kind of weird and not really, you know, in tune. So again, I would just keep digging and keep trying to find out what it is that will benefit your audience. And again, validating this idea and talking to people to see if it's even something they would be interested in. So I hope that answers your question, Tom. I really appreciate it. And I just want to thank you so much for asking your question today. For those of you who also have a question, you can ask a question at askpat.com. And Tom, we'll send you a t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And again, if any of you out there have any comments and want to help Tom out, use the hashtag askpat312. So hashtag askpat312 to share an answer with Tom and continue this conversation on Twitter. I think this is a really interesting case study, and I'm really interested to see what you do with the advice from myself and everybody else out there listening. So again, hashtag askpat312. Thank you again for listening to Ask Pat. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Jeff Eisenberg. He says, "It's much easier to double your business by doubling your conversion rate than by doubling your traffic." And that's so true. So many people focus on traffic, but what about what happens when people come to your site? If you can double that, you will make twice as much, instead of worrying about getting twice as much traffic at a lower conversion rate. Anyway, thank you, Jeff Eisenberg, for that quote. Thank you all for listening to Ask Pat, and I'll see you in the next episode tomorrow. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.